Thank you. It is now time for the children's moments, and they are arriving.
How's everybody this morning? I didn't mean to leave you all over that far. You just have to hug them. Come on, hug them some more. All right. How many of you like to travel? Yeah. Don't you like to travel? Don't you like to go? Look what I got. I got a map. It's going to tell me where to go, one way or the other. Okay. See, it has, and we even have sections folded so that we know which way we're going. Then, I also have this. It says Travel Indiana, and it just has all different kinds of places to go. Ooh, look at that. That looks neat, doesn't it? Yes. Yeah, that looks neat, doesn't it? Yeah, look at that. Oh, Ferris wheel, the beach. So, we like to travel. We like to go places. Even if we can't travel, we can get a book and we can look at it, just like this one here. And just look at all the pages and imagine where we could go and how we could get there. There's some beautiful places that we could go, and our imagination can go wild, especially if we're on a roller coaster. We're going up and down, right? Yep. They're not awake yet. When Jesus called his disciples and said, "Come, follow me," can you imagine what it was like to travel with Jesus? How do you think it felt to travel with Jesus? Huh? Good. Exciting. New things were happening, weren't they? Can you imagine being with Jesus and walking with him? And here's some of the things that happened while you were walking with Jesus. He turned water into wine. He healed the blind, the crippled, and the sick. Can you imagine just seeing all that? People raised from the dead. Jesus walking on water. Now that would be really neat to see, wouldn't it? Have you ever tried walking on water? Did you?
I never.
You never tried it? Have you ever tried it? How long did you get to stay up? Huh? A minute or two? When you're on the beach, you can walk on the water, can't you? Because you can walk on the low part and walk all over the water. Can you imagine how you would have felt when you were with Jesus and he fed the 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish? Can you imagine that? How exciting that was. How exciting it was to be in that time with you. Do you think you would want to be there with Jesus?
I had before that. I had an aerial board at my house, and I never did.
An aerial? Oh, an aerial. Oh, one of them things that you...
That floats on the water, and I don't use it.
You don't use it? Well, when you go to Florida the next time, you have to... Oh, she's a scare that for you to do it, huh?
No, I
wasn't. Oh. Oh. Well, you know what I want to do. I want to go whitewater rafting. That's on my bucket list. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but that's one of my things I want to do. So just being there with Jesus and walking with
and
Jesus.
The TV
is it? Well, good. But you haven't tried it yet, have you? Yeah. Oh, on the ground, but not in the water, huh? So, what do you think we can do to help us travel with Jesus? Huh? What can we do to help us travel with Jesus?
We could use something that's magical to bring us there.
Yes, magic. Magic time to zap us to the time where he was at, huh? That would be neat. What else can we do? We can read his stories. And how do we read his stories? Huh? How do we read his stories?
We can read where he is.
Yes. How can we read his stories? What book do we have that has all his stories in there? What? Huh?
A Bible.
You have the Bible, yes. We can have
them at home.
Yes. We can read, we can be with Jesus and by reading in the Bible and just imagining that we are there with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the mind that we can read his story and just imagine us right there next to him and being a part of what he is doing. In your name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.